Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Real Fiends. This is Dave Gills on a podcast. We are back. It's episode 145. We're going to have a fun one. So we're going to talk about the Purge election year. Gil saw it, so I'm just going to kind of, you know, chime in when I can. I didn't check it out, but Gil got some shit to say about it. Central Intelligence, which Gil also saw. And we're going to shit on Triple X3. The return of Xander Cage. Ben, you're too old, man. You're too old if you're trying to pull that shit off. But we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
So, Gil, Purge election year. Well, let me just read some little stats on it. So, Purge election year came out this year, 2016. IMDb gave it a 6.2. Rotten Tomatoes, 54%. Not so great. Metacritic, 55%. Not so great. And the premise is like this. Years after sparing the man who killed his son, former police sergeant Barnes has become head of security for Senator Charlie Roan, a presidential candidate targeted for death on purge night due to her vow to eliminate the purge. And the Barnes dude is my homeboy, is Gil's homeboy, the underrated Frank Grillo.
Damn right. That dude, Frank Grillo, like I said before, I wish he could have played Punisher, even if it was the Netflix series or whatever. He just has that look to him, man. It's something about him that I absolutely like, and he's talented as shit, too, you know?
Yeah, I agree, man. There's something about him. He got a good look to him. He got, like, a tough guy swag on screen, and he's a tough guy in real life. He's a former boxer, and he trains Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and He's a bad motherfucker, man. I liked him in The Gray. He was kind of like that New Yorker type loudmouth guy, like tough guy in The Gray. And he was in – what else he was in? Oh, he's in Warrior. He was the trainer, the MMA trainer. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm Crossbones.
He was Crossbones in Captain America 3, which he had like a small part. That shit sucked.
Yeah, man. I still thought it was dope. I still liked his, his on-screen presence too. I still thought it was good.
Yeah. What else he was in? I think he's in the series Kingdom. It's like an MMA show, and I think he's a trainer on that. So he's been around a hot minute. Bro, you know he was like super jacked at one point, right? Like he's fit now, but he was like bodybuilder big.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was fucking jacked, dude. He's definitely he's a cool dude, man. I hope his career just keeps going higher and higher. I think he's like in his 50s, but he looks young for his age. And dude, spot on. He would have been a sick Punisher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just from the Purge Anarchy when he was getting suited up to hit the streets, and he just gave off that vibe, like Punisher vibe. So that's what I wanted to see him as, the Punisher.
Yeah. John Bernthal was awesome, but man, I wonder if they did that on Purge on purpose, like to give out the vibe that he can play the Punisher, because he had the black trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he looked like the Punisher, even like his car. He had like an old school muscle car, and it was 100% that vibe.
It was, man.
Well, so, dude, Purge election year, like, I didn't see the first one. I saw Anarchy. I liked it. You told me, yo, you got to check out Anarchy. Frank Grillo's that dude in it. I checked it out. I liked it. What can you say about election year?
Election year, honestly, I'm going to be straight up honest, Anarchy was better. I thought Anarchy was better only because they had more – it was more gory than election year. And if it wasn't for Grillo, election year wouldn't be what it was. You know what I'm saying? I think, like, if he didn't sign up for the Purge, they would have just not made another movie. They wanted him for part three. So that speaks of its, on its own, too. So, I agree that he needs to be a part of that for as long as they make the Purge movies, you know?
So, okay, so he had a pretty big part then.
Yeah, he was like the head of security, like you said, and he was just nasty. He called shots, and his fighting scenes were really good, and he was just a badass. He was a fucking badass. I don't want to, like, spoil it for everyone, But he had one gun like throughout the whole fucking movie. And yeah. I was like, this dude has like unlimited clips. Like every other scene, you see him just recharging that. I think it was a 45. I don't know much about guns, but I thought it was a 45 Magnum or whatever. So he just kept on like replacing the clips. And he was badass with that one gun. And yeah.
So he was like really tactical and shit.
Yeah.
He, the one gun, like his aiming was good. And
yep. And then, like, when he didn't have his gun, he was lethal with his hands, too. And, yeah.
Yeah, Frank Grillo's awesome, man. So, yeah. Do you think I would like it?
I think you would like it up to the point where, you know, because you and I are very different. I think you would like it, but I think I praise it a little bit more just because I like that whole, you know, idea of that actually happening. You know, it's actually, it gives you, like, anxiety once those sirens turn on with, you know, 12 hours, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You can kill, rape, and all that shit. Like, that shit just gives you kind of anxiety. Just hearing those sirens and shit.
Yeah. I thought the, the whole idea of the purge, like the script and everything, I thought that shit was kind of cool, man.
Yeah.
Definitely a great idea. Whoever mm-hmm. wrote that, like, I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, it should have been made into a movie and it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, it definitely, it was cool. I don't know if I'm going to check out the first one because I think you told me that it wasn't great.
It wasn't. The first one had Ethan Hawke in it, and it was like big, man. Like, you know. The first one took place in the house. So they were trying to get in the house. The second one, you know, they're out in the city, which was like even better because you had like different cliques of killers. You know, they had masks and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool. And this one had that same vibe as well. Like they were out in the city trying to escape and it was just, you know, hunt or be hunted, you know?
Mm-hmm. For Anarchy, they were like, let me upgrade you. And they were like, let's get Frank Grillo in here.
Yeah. And I honestly, like he's like the most talented one. I have to give him that because, the Purge is like, I don't know if they put bad actors in it on purpose because it just gives off that vibe, dude. It's like, you know, they just like, oh, like, okay, for one scene, Grillo got shot in the chest and they're running around the street seeing people get their heads cut off. This one dude got an arrow through his ear. That shit was mad funny, dude. And like they see him rip open his shirt. And he's taking out a bullet and they're like, oh my God, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's like, motherfucker, you just saw someone got their head chopped off. How could that be more terrifying than someone's head getting chopped off? He's just trying to take a, that was one of my gripes. It was just like, come on. That part was kind of stupid to me, you know?
So some things like that didn't make any sense. It was,
yeah, it was just like, there was a lot of that didn't make any sense. You know, the chick that played, you know, that she was running for presidency was all right. She was an okay actor. I think I've seen her in other things. I just can't remember. But, yeah, it's just, she was asking a lot of stupid fucking questions like, oh, what are you doing? Where are we going? Wait, like it was just stupid. It was just really fucking stupid. And, yeah, that was it.
Okay. Yeah. No, I agree with you, bro. Like the Purge movies. Well, the one I saw, it looked low budget. You know, it was like lower budget. I mean, even though mm-hmm. like it was on the big screen, came out in the theaters and they had like a lot of no names or like low level people. The first one kind of looked like that too, but they had Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ethan Hawke, damn, that to me, he don't fucking age, bro.
Yeah, he don't.
He's coming out, fucking Magnificent Seven, I think.
Yeah, and, I want to see that.
He don't fucking age, dude.
No. he teamed up with Denzel again, which I think is pretty dope. You know?
Yeah, Denzel, he's looking a little different.
He's looking
a little different. He's looking like Uncle Denzel.
Oh, man.
Remember they had a picture of Denzel floating around from
it was at a Mayweather fight. Yeah, he had like a big Yankee cap on. His mustache looked jacked up. It looked like an upside down like you. And then like all you see was his teeth popping out. It was just like really, you know, it was funny looking.
Yeah, he had that Mario, that Wario mustache.
That's true. Yeah.
And like yeah, his teeth, like, I don't know, dude. His teeth look all, like, big and shit. Like,
yeah.
Like a horse. But Denzel's my dude, man.
Yeah.
I was actually kind of sad when I saw the picture.
That's true. I was like, damn, what the hell happened to you, Denzel? Like, he needed to get back into shape or something.
Yeah, you got to get back in shape. Dude, but I loved him, and he definitely still got it. He was awesome in what's that movie? I was going to say The Eraser.
That's Arnold shit.
That's Arnold. Dude, a couple of weeks ago, I actually popped that shit back in, and I was checking it out.
Yeah.
It was yeah. It was all right.
It's all right. Yeah, like, if you're bored, you just pop it in, you know.
The gator scene was funny. Like, when the crocodiles, they shot the glass. They were, like, in a zoo area. And then the crocodiles, like, the effects look okay, but sometimes they look bad. But yeah. Dudes are getting chomped, man.
Yo, did he jump out of a plane in this one?
In
Eraser? Yeah.
Yeah, he was stuck. He was, like, hanging outside the door. And then he, like, does he ripped out a chair and, like, he threw it, like, out the door. Mm-hmm. Like, and then, like, it hit the engine. It blew the engine up because, like, they had drugged him with a bottle of water. And then James Caan was the bad guy, and he was, like, explaining, you know, shit to him, whatever, whatever. They were going to frame him. And then Arnie, like, he had a parachute, and he, like, I forgot what happened. He, like, throws it out the door, and then he's hanging. They were shooting at him. He finally lets go. And then he, like, goes through the smoke and flames.
Yeah.
But it looked really
great. Yo, to me, like, I think he jumped out of a plane in Commando. It always seems like his upper body is way too heavy for gravity. Like, the way he falls, it's almost like he's sitting down. Like, it's weird. Like, I don't know. It's like he's so big that gravity can't hold him. Like, it's like, you know.
He was a big motherfucker, man. Even an Eraser, like, even his hands look big. They look like lunch boxes, dude. Like,
the lunch boxes we used to take to school.
Yeah, he had he's got big ass fucking fingers and shit.
Yeah.
Arnold was a beast.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, I popped it in again, and because I haven't seen it in years, I was like, I don't know what came over me. I was like, let me just check out Eraser.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't even finish it. I, like, stopped it. It was so garbage. Like, it was like,
yeah.
But anyway, so what would you grade Purge Election Year?
I would give it, like, 3.5 stars, just to be fair.
Out of 5.
I believe that Anarchy was better. And, just, you know, there was scenes there that were really funny. There was a scene that he had, like, this like a brass knuckle, but it didn't have knuckle parts. It had like an arrowhead on it, and he was just straight jabbing dudes with it. And I was like, yo, I've never seen that before. He was lethal with that shit too. Yeah, and another part, real quick before we wrap up, you know, Purge, the part that I liked was, like, he was, like, real when he was fighting. Like, he got stabbed, he was like, motherfucker. Like, I appreciated that shit. Like, I never seen, like, that in a movie where they're, like, that verbal. They're like, you know, but he was like, motherfucker. That shit just made me laugh.
Kind of like how Bruce Willis used to be in the Die Hard flicks.
Exactly.
He wasn't like an over-the-top guy that's unstoppable. He was like an average Joe.
Yeah.
Took damage and pain.
Yep.
But that's cool, man. I may check it out just for Frank Grillo because I like him a lot.
Yeah.
So, but moving on. So, Central Intelligence, PG-13 movie, crime action film. It got 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb, 68% Rotten Tomatoes, which is not that bad. 52% Metacritic. It stars The Rock and Kevin Hart. I got no fucking interest in watching it, dude. I don't really care for Kevin Hart. It looks stupid to me. And I like The Rock, but some of his movies are garbage.
Yeah. I hear you. I agree with you. Some of his shits is like, why, Rock? Why? You know?
Like, San Andreas got props, but I didn't even think that was that good.
I liked it. I honestly did like it, but not enough to own. And that's, for me, saying a lot, you know. I watch it, like, you know, on HBO when they give it on TV, but I honestly liked it, but not enough to own it.
Yeah. I mean, some people really liked it. I didn't care for it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it had like a lot of like it's been done before. Like it was like the cliche like scenes, you know, saving people, bringing them back to life. Like it was like that shit's been done already. Like in the late 90s.
Yeah.
You know, with the disaster films, 2012 and all that, you know, stupid shit, Deep Impact. Like, it was just tired and old.
The one part that I had a big problem was, is like, his daughter didn't look shit like him. She was like a brunette with green eyes. Like, you know, it was just like way off. But then again, The Rock's just got that unique look that you can't really look like him, you know? Yeah. Like, you know, I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's the only part that like really bothered me about the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was kind of a little bit off, but I mean, it wasn't such a big deal that I couldn't, you know, I couldn't overlook it and like stay into the movie.
Yeah.
So, and bro, I don't care for Kevin Hart, man. I don't think he's funny. I don't think he's funny.
He's hit or miss. Like, I think he's funny. I find him funny. But the thing is, like, when you go and kind of be this, you're the same way in every single movie, kind of gets a little tiring after a while. Like, it's like, okay, you're funny. You do weird faces. Like, you know, you say funny shit. But, you know, I mean, only people like fucking Will Ferrell can pull that shit off, because that motherfucker is like, you know, he's dumb funny. But, you know, I get what you're saying about Hart, you know?
He's overrated to me. I mean, he's done big things. He's doing big things. Mm-hmm. His career has been crazy. He's paid like a motherfucker right now.
Yeah.
So I'm not hating on him. He's just not my cup of tea. Like, I don't.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I don't care for his humor. Yeah. I don't see what the big hoopla is with him, but that's me. Maybe I'm in a minority.
Hey, you know, you stand out, so. No, the thing about the movie was like, I honestly, if they would have like named it Twins, it would have been more, you know, better, you know, cause that's what I thought watching it was Twins, like, you know, Schwarzenegger and DeVito. That's what I thought. Like, if they would have named it Twins, then I think it would have been a lot better, you know, but Central Intelligence, it was like, you know, I thought it was funny. They had a lot of punchlines and the chemistry was good. The Rock actually reminded me of like when he was in wrestling, like he's just a natural, like charismatic, funny, like he could play any part and it'll come off really well. But, he was kind of like a dork in high school. I don't know if you ever seen the trailers.
No, not really. I mean, I saw little clips of it.
Yeah, he was overweight in high school and he had like a, you know, little afro and he was singing in the shower and he got bullied a lot. And then Kevin Hart was like the, you know, the popular kid. And so they grabbed The Rock as a chubby kid and they threw him in the middle of like the court, like, butt naked, and everyone started laughing. And then Hart was the only one that gave him his jacket so that he remembered that. But and then when they met up 20 years later, Hart is like, damn, you're a beast now. And then he goes, and The Rock is like, well, when you suppress all that happened to me in high school and you work out 6 hours a day, 6 days a week for the last 20 years, this is what happens. That shit was mad funny. Yo, but he was mad big. The dude had like shorts on and a fanny pack. His legs looked like fucking like tree trunks, dude. Like he's just a fucking beast. And then, like, they were in a bar. It was like a whole scene, like, with Arnold and DeVito, where he fights big guys and, you know, DeVito's on the side, like, oh shit. It just reminded me of Twins. That's what it reminded me of.
See, the more you talk about it, like, now I'm kind of, like, interested a little bit. Like, because of The Rock.
Yeah, I'm not going to go too much into, you know, spoilers. Just, you know, just give it a chance and you can make it. You know, you can rate it or whatever. But I thought it was funny. Yo, he was throwing a lot of shots to a lot of people. The Rock told Kevin Hart, man, you're funny. You're like a black Will Smith.
Oh, wow.
And then he was like, damn, you're so smart. You're like a chocolate Google. Like, it was like fucking funny shit like that had like little punchlines. I mean, you know, it had me laughing. I liked it though. I liked it.
So what was it about though? Like,
it was basically, you know, The Rock was in this, he's in the Central Intelligence and they quote unquote said that he went rogue, but he's really trying to save the world. And then he gets Kevin Hart involved and it's just a big, you know, fiasco, you know?
Okay. I may check it out now, dude.
Yeah.
Just curious now.
The dude Jesse from whatchamacallit's in there, from Breaking Bad, he had a little part. It was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. He was in it?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, what's his name? I think it's called, his name is Aaron something.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking forgot his name. But
I feel bad for him because his career really didn't like pick up after Breaking Bad. Like he did Need for Speed. So
yeah.
Like, you know.
I'm trying to look up. Oh, his name is Aaron Paul. Yeah, Aaron Paul. But yeah, he tried to branch off into Hollywood, and I don't think Need for Speed did very well.
No, it was awful.
Let me see. I'm gonna look it up right now. Ooh. Ooh. I'm looking at these ratings, bro. Not good.
Not good. Shit is bad.
Like IMDb, to me, IMDb is nice to these filmmakers, dude. But IMDb mm-hmm. gave it a 6.5. That's not bad. Metacritic gave it a 39%. That's a little bad. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 23%, bro.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's not good.
I'm telling you, dude, it's a video game movie. They don't do well, like, at all. Like, why even bother, you know? And I don't know, he should have fired his rep for that one. He should have just had him shit-canned and, like, banned him from Hollywood after that.
Bro, but I'm looking at the numbers they made. I think they actually did well money-wise, because, like, I'm looking at the budget. It says $66 million, and they made $203 million at the box office.
Oh, that's not bad.
So they definitely made their fucking money. They're probably gonna come out with a sequel, you know. But anyway, so where the hell were we? Oh, Central Intelligence. So what would you grade that movie?
For comedy, I would grade it a 4. Like honestly, a 4. I would give it a 4.
Damn, but 5 is not bad.
Yeah, I like as far as owning it, maybe. Like, if it's for $5 on Blu-ray, I would own it.
All right, cool. All right, now we are getting to the meat and potatoes of the episode. So there was a movie. I'm gonna bring it way back. I'm gonna go into a little backstory here, like how we got to this fucking point. So let me just look something up real quick. I want to get some stats on the original. So. Way back in 2002, there was a movie called XXX, and this is when Vin Diesel was like kind of fresh on the scene. He still was like popping. Mm-hmm. And, it was basically kind of like a slap in the face to James Bond films. It was like he was a double agent with an edge. He had tattoos and, you know, he was a fucking like, extreme sport guy. Cause he was still in that Generation X type shit, like with the skating and all that crap. So he tried to go for that fan base. I saw it in a theater. Yeah, it wasn't bad. Like, it was okay for, like, you know, an action movie. It didn't have no great, amazing story. It was just like a bullshit action movie. And he was trying to go for something. For whatever fucking reason, Vin decides not to come back. So they put in Ice Cube. Like,
Just didn't work.
It was
at all.
Let me see what the fuck was it called. I don't remember the name. It was XXX2 State of the Union. Okay. And that came out in 2005. And, dude, Rotten Tomatoes gave that shit a 16%. 16%. Fucking terrible. Like Ice Cube. I like Ice Cube, rap legend. He cannot be an action star. It just, nope. Nah, dude. You tried. He tried to do it with Ghost of Mars.
I remember that shit.
He played Desolation Williams, you know, he looked like fat strong, like it wasn't like believable, you know, he had big arms, but they were like soft looking, like, I don't know, he wasn't believable to me. So a mean face can only go so far.
Yeah, yeah.
So XXX2 was butt, and years later, here we go. Vin Diesel announces that they're going to do XXX3. The Return of Xander Cage. Who the fuck cares?
Exactly. Xander Cage. Big fucking whoop, then. Big fucking whoop. Like,
cares?
You know, I think I was, like, doing the dishes, and my wife told me, like, she yelled it across, like, you know, the living room, and I was like, so what? Like, big whoop. You know, I just continued on with my life. Like, I don't give a fuck. And then, like, a couple of weeks later, you know, the trailer comes up. Oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't even see the trailer, bro. I saw some still images, and I'm looking at them right now. So right here, I'm looking at a 45-year-old – no, he's 49. I'm looking at a 49-year-old man covered in a bunch of fake tattoos, like shirtless. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And his chest is all like deflated. He looks like for the people listening, he looks like the Spanish dessert flan. That's what his that's what his body looks like. He looks like he's made out of like fucking putty or like clay.
Yeah.
And you know, we were having a discussion about this with another friend of ours, and he was like, I said, yo, Vin looks fucking deflated, bro. He looks mm-hmm. like bread that hasn't been baked properly, that it sinks. And then our mutual friend is like, he's like, nah, he goes, I don't see deflated, dude. So what I did was I Googled how Vin looked in Pitch Black. He looked like a fucking beast. And mm-hmm. then look at him right here. He looks like, he looks deflated, man.
His chest, he looked like he has both nipples in a arm, you know, in a headlock. They're like resting under his fucking arms. That's how bad his chest looks. Like, it's like, dude, like, if you're gonna fucking play the role, you gotta like, dude, just juice up. Cause at this point, it's like, your body doesn't look like it did 14 years ago. Like, at all.
Yeah, you gotta, and the thing is, dude, I believe you can get dumb, ripped, and jacked naturally without steroids. Like, mm-hmm. I really believe that. You know, I work out a lot and stuff and been around people, you know, who are into fitness. And, yeah, you can get super jacked, man, by hard work and eating right and you know, putting in the work. And I don't know. I mean, he's a fit guy. He's a big guy. He's fit. He mm-hmm. looks strong. But if you're going to be without a shirt, dude, you mm-hmm. got to be, like, on point for, like, an mm-hmm. action movie. You know, like, look at The Rock. The Rock puts his ass to shame.
No, he does, but he puts in the work. Like you said, the dude, he lives in the gym. He knows that this is moneymaker. Besides, like, he has talent as well, but that's what he's about, you know, his physique. So.
And back in the day, yeah, Vin was, he was a jack guy, man. He looked like not somebody to fuck with, you know, mm-hmm. and it translates like good on screen. It's believable. You're like, yo, mm-hmm. this dude looks dangerous.
Yeah.
But he don't really look very dangerous right now. It looks silly. It's you know, a middle-aged man trying to like go back to a role when he was like 30 years old or 28 mm-hmm. years old. You know what I'm saying? It don't look right. And this other picture I'm looking at, dude's got like that, like a fucking raggedy looking fur coat on, trying to be like all stylish with no shirt. He looks like the Vulture, like Spider-Man's villain.
He looked like the king of all hobos. That's King Hobo right there.
This dude said the Hobo King from Ninja Turtles. Instead of Rat King.
Yo, he does look like him.
Oh, shit. Dude, come on, said man. The king of hobos. Oh, shit. That's fucking hilarious, bro, but. Yeah, it looks stupid, man. And what happened to the Russian chick, like his love interest? There was like a chick he was into in the first one.
I mean, a lot can happen in 14 years. So
I guess do you know if the movie takes place like that much time later? Like,
I mean, to me, it probably happened. I think they're making it look like it just happened like maybe 5 years after, because he still looks the same or trying to look the same. And It's bad, man. He's got like an adult torso with teenage arms. That's what it looks like. Like his arms aren't fucking big enough to support his torso. Like it's just, I don't know, man. He looks discombobulated, honestly.
Let me ask you something. And it sounds like we shitting out Vin. I like Vin Diesel.
I do too. I do too. But like, you got to keep it real, dude. Like seriously, you got to keep it real. You know?
Yeah. Like somebody has to keep it real with him. That's the problem.
I think he's got a lot of people that kiss his ass and like, yeah, Vin, you want to do, you know, Pitch Black 5 and wear a tank top? Go right ahead. Like, come on, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think he needs people to keep it real with him. You know, they got to tell him, bro, like, your physique and your look is part of your, your marketability and shit, like to sell tickets. Like your name is Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Like your last name is Diesel.
Yeah.
Like you have to kind of live up to that. And I know like we all get older, but it's just a part of like his characters. So, you know, if you're not like on point shape, like you shouldn't be like, you know, flaunting your physique like that. You know?
And stop living like it's 2002 or 1998 when that shit was hot. You know, where that whole theme was hot. Like, I don't know.
He's honestly, yeah, man, he's doing it with the Fast franchise, or he has done it with the Fast franchise. He's just clinging on to that shit. And I understand, you know, he gotta make his money and, you know, he's just like trying to keep that shit alive. I think that fucking series should have ended when Paul Walker died.
Yeah, honestly, out of respect, this should just, you know, that was it.
But, you know, you got to put food on the table, I guess.
Yeah, that's,
you know?
But
that's his moneymaker. Back to this shit, it comes a point where it's like when you have like a young street dude and they can pull off the hip hop crap, you know, and talk kind of greasy and kind of slang because you're young and you get away with it in a way. Mm-hmm. But when you're 45, 50 years old and you're still wearing like a Scully cap or a hat sideways and you're on a corner, you know, with one foot on the wall leaning and trying to be cool, like with baggy this and Tim, you look ridiculous.
Yeah, you do.
You're a grown ass man. Like if you already had, a fucking anal colon check, that's a sign that maybe you should cut the kid's shit out, bro.
You on top of the hill already. Like, that's it.
If you got a camera in your booty and you pass 50, pass 40, that's a sign. That's a sign. It's a sign. Leave that shit behind. You look ridiculous. It's time to grow up, homie.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel about him with this movie. It's like,
yeah,
start taking roles like appropriate for your age and how you look, you know?
Yeah. To me, dude, like the whole Fast and Furious franchise is like, I grew up poor. So my grandmother bought me a pair of sneakers for like the whole year. And I had to keep them sneakers fresh that whole year. Like I had to clean them with a old toothbrush and just keep them because there wasn't going to be another pair of sneakers like midway of the year. That was it. That's all I had. And I think that Ben, that's his pair of sneakers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I don't know. Are you going to check it out?
Fuck no, I'm not. I'll probably, you know, watch it when it's like on TV, on TBS.
Do you think it's going to do well, or do you think that ship has sailed for that franchise?
Nah, that ship has sailed like long time ago.
Okay. I think I can't tell, dude. I cannot even say if it's going to do well or not. I really can't. I mean, it's hit or miss. It could do good. It can do bad. My opinion, though, from looking at the trailer is it looks like shit. The effects look really fucking bad. It looks low budget as shit, man.
Yeah. What happened? I thought he had McGregor involved in this.
I thought
he was coming out.
I don't know. Was it McGregor or was it? Yeah, I think it was McGregor for XXX3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you get Conor McGregor in this movie, Conor McGregor got a huge fan base right now. Mm-hmm. He's for you people listening, like Conor McGregor is the main dude for MMA, like in the UFC right now, like the, you know, Ultimate Fighting. He's probably the biggest star. This guy's a fucking awesome trash talker. He got mad charisma. He's like a little Irish Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got skills to back it up. There's something special about the guy. So I'm a big fan. He blew the fuck up. Mm-hmm. So there's a buzz and rumors. You know, there's rumors about Conor McGregor being in XXXIII. Now, if McGregor's in XXXIII, I want to see his scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That intrigues me. Does that mean I'm going to go buy a ticket? I don't know. Probably not.
No. I wouldn't waste my money on it. I'm not. Nope.
Yeah, you could count me out of that one. I think Vin waited way too fucking long, dude, to come back to this. You know, he was doing like little bullshit movies here and there. You know, Pacifier, wasting his time. He tried to do that movie, A Man Apart. Mm-hmm. That was kind of whack.
Really? I was going to check it out, but now I'm not.
I ain't care for it, bro.
I saw it for like $7 on the Blu-ray bin, and I thought about it, and I just put it down. So I'm glad I put it down.
Nah, it was a fucking miss for me, bro. Now, moving on from XXXIII, unless you got something else to say about it.
Nah, it's gonna, I don't like it. It's gonna be whack. Ben's that gasoline dude, the mechanic bot.
Said, gas pumper body. It's like you in the state of New Jersey and he like rolls out of a fucking gas station to pump gas.
Yep.
So I want to talk about some of the movies in theaters right now, whether or not you're gonna see it or what you think.
Alright.
I was thinking about checking out a movie maybe today or tomorrow. But the ones that I'm looking at, we got Star Trek Beyond. We got the female Ghostbusters. We got, Jason Bourne, which looks kind of hot. The Infiltrator. And, Purge Election Year is out too. Mm-hmm. So, Nerve is out. So out of those, the ones that interest me, I like Star Trek, the newer ones. I saw the last two. They were pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostbusters, I got no fucking interest in that, dude. I hope it just bombs.
Neither do I. Like, my in-law sent me a text, like, if I wanted to go see it. And she was going to cover the ticket. I was like, no, thank you. Hold on to your money.
Jason Bourne, I'm happy Matt Damon's back. I like those movies with him. I didn't see the one with Jeremy Renner. You saw it, right?
I saw like a good 15 minutes of it, and it was complete ass.
Mm-hmm. I read something that they're going to try to maybe have a joint movie with both characters in one movie.
Why? So he could look even more pathetic next to this dude? Come on. So the acting ability and the look surpasses him even more. Like, come on.
It's like having Tropicana orange juice next to like the ShopRite one.
I'm saying, like, why, dude, why?
It's like a polio string cheese versus some low budget, I don't know. Julio, like
tropical cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, the Renner movie, I got no interest in that shit, dude.
Yeah.
I would have seen it years ago, if anything. But Infiltrator, bro, I mean, I like Bryan Cranston. I just, the movie just doesn't, it don't doesn't, do nothing for me. I have no interest in it. You?
I do. I am interested in it because I like those gangsterish movies. So, I mean, Rotten Tomatoes gave it like a 50 something, but you know, then again, I don't care. So I want to see it for myself. So.
Yeah. I think if anything, if I go to the movies today or tomorrow, it's probably going to be for, it's a toss up between, Jason Bourne and Star Trek Beyond, but I would like to rewatch the Jason Bourne flicks to get like a refresher. But yeah, not Jeremy Renner's.
No, Star Trek, I heard did really well. I heard it was awesome. It's one of the top movies right now, and I actually would see that too.
I may check it out, dude. I mean, it got good ratings. It got 7.8 on IMDb, 85% Rotten Tomatoes.
And it, is, uh, it, is Is it the same? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Is it the same director as Star Wars?
Oh, nah. It's Justin Lin. Let me see what he's directed. I think he's worked with like the Fast and Furious movies. Let me see. What's he listed as director? Space Jam 2. Oh shit, he's the director for that coming up. Who cares? Fast 6, he was the director for that one. Fast 5, he was the director for that one. Yeah, I think this is the first Star Trek movie that he's done. But, I like what they did with the Star Trek franchise. You know, cause the old ones were like, I liked them. I didn't find them boring, but they weren't everybody's cup of tea because they were very, like, it was like a space soap opera almost.
Yeah.
With a lot of political shit and a lot of talking.
I remember we went to one, to a theater. I was like, I did not get what was going on. We were kids and we went to, well, I forgot which one it was, but I was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I remember that shit. It had the dude from Scarface, I think. Oscar.
Yeah.
He was one of the villains. But I liked them, dude. You know, I liked the Next Generation ones, the ones that had Patrick Stewart. And I liked I even liked the old school ones with William Shatner. But that's me. But with the new Star Trek movies, they made them like a little more action-based.
Yes.
And I think they did a fantastic job, dude. And Chris Pine is fucking awesome.
Yeah, he is. That's my dude.
Yeah, I think he's pretty underrated to me. I would have loved to see him as Captain America, but you know, they picked Chris Evans. So, but anyway, bro, so out of the ones I picked, which ones would you be like inclined to check out?
The Infiltrator.
Okay, Infiltrator.
Jason Bourne and Star Trek. Ghostbusters can.
So, but if you had to pick one,
I think Jason Bourne.
Yeah, my pick would probably be Star Trek. But that's me though. But anyway, dude, do you have anything else on any other films or?
Before we wrap it up, what do you think about Ghostbusters ratings?
Ghostbusters ratings? Hold on, dude. Let me look at this shit. Oh my, are you kidding me right now?
I text you. Remember I text you? I was like, this can't be real. I was like, this can't be real.
Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, IMDb gave it a 5.3. That shit's, to me, that's generous. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 73%.
Mm-hmm.
Are you for real right now?
Yeah.
Are you for real right now?
Really, really?
Metacritic gave it 60%. I don't know, dude. Like, I said I wasn't going to see it, maybe out of like pure fucking curiosity to shit on it. Like I'll just check it out to see. I'm expecting like a total piece of crap, man. Like from the trailers, like it looks not funny to me. The effects look blah. It's just, and they changed it up too much, man. I would have been cool with like a sequel, you know, to the original Ghostbusters. I'm not feeling the all-female cast. I've been vocal about that shit since day one. You know, I'm not sexist at all. I don't think it fits, but that's just me though.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, dude? At any point, you gonna see it?
No. Like, not at all. I think I was like vocal too, as far as like thinking it wasn't a good idea. And, now I'll be kind of like eating my words if I see it. I'm not interested at all. At all. Like, I don't care for it. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's something fucked up that's been going on Twitter. The black actress Leslie Jones, she got like attacked on Twitter, bro. Like,
yeah,
I guess people were like really hating on the movie, and then they made it into like a personal attack on her, like racial. They started saying fucked up racial shit to her and just wishing death on her, dude.
Yeah, that's
it's like,
up.
Bro. I think she had to like shut her Twitter down real quick.
Yeah, she did. She did. And, you know, she's from SNL. Like, she's funny. I think she's really funny, and she doesn't deserve that. I mean, like, she's doing what she loves, and she's going to get shitted on just because, like, people don't agree with the movie. And then, like, why people always have to take it to the extreme and just go, like, racial with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, that has nothing to do with anything, and they always got to fuck shit up, you know?
Yeah, I agree, man. And the internet is a place where closet homophobes come out and mm-hmm. closet racists come out because they feel safe because they're hidden behind a computer, you yep. know, to talk shit to people. Like they can't mm-hmm. get gotten to. It's fucking sad. You see it. You mm-hmm. see it on YouTube all the time. Mm-hmm. How many times do you see a video and someone drops N this, N word that, blah blah? Yo, it's sickening, man. For real. Yeah. There's that much hate in the world. Like, you gotta be on. That's how you really feel about other human beings. You're gonna get on yeah. there and fucking shit on them like that. Yeah. It's pathetic, dude. It's pathetic and it's sad.
It sucks.
And I was hating on the movie and I didn't like the all female cast, but that got nothing to do with
yeah. you
know, her being black or like mm-hmm. a personal attack on her. It's like people don't understand that a lot of times actors got to go by the script and the directors, man. Like, mm-hmm. that's how they want you to pull off a scene, or that's the vibe mm-hmm. of the movie. They got no control over that. And mm-hmm. if the movie's fucking garbage, like, that's not really all on their back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she's just a chick trying to get paid, man, living her life acting, you know, like,
yeah.
that's what it is. So, anyway, fuck them people. Like, yeah. you know, if you're a homophobe or a racist, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's what I gotta say about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Cowards, man.
Double fuck you. Shit.
He said double fuck you. Double fuck you with fudge, like the double stuffed Oreos. So, yeah, man, you know, people like that to me, you hide behind a keyboard and you talk shit about other human beings in a messed up way like that. You know, it's hateful. You know, she made up, this is a quote from her. She said, hate speech and freedom of speech are two different things. Mm-hmm. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, go ahead.
Now they call those people keyboard gangsters.
Yeah, you know? Keyboard gangsters. And you know, there's freedom of speech, but you can say whatever you want. That don't mean that's not going to get your ass fucked up. Like, you said it in front of the wrong people, you're going to get your ass beat.
Yeah, everything you say has, you know, has a consequence, dude. Like, seriously, everything, every fucking word, once it's out there, that's it. It has a consequence, you know?
So you saying that Cuba and Nick Cage is going to fuck us up when it's here?
Cuba could bring it, kid. No, I'm just joking.
Yo, be careful. He played OJ. That,
yeah, he did play OJ. That's true.
That'll watch it, bro. He may creep up on you.
Yeah.
But I got nothing else, man.
Yeah.
You good? You good?
I'm good.
All right. So I guess that's going to wrap up episode 145, guys. It was kind of a beefy, lengthy episode. I'm glad we got it in. We're going to get some more fun ones for you going ahead. On behalf of Gil and I, thanks for following us. It's super humbling. We got a following. If you like the podcast, is your first time listening, subscribe on iTunes, please. Like and share us, leave us feedback, help us grow, guys. We want to keep doing this. We have fun doing it. We got a Facebook page. We have a Twitter page at Real Fiends. You can email us with feedback, questions, requests on realfiends@gmail.com. We would love that. You got anything, Gil?
Thank you. Thank you for the love.
Right, right. So, all right, guys, we'll be back with episode 146. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care.
Peace.